Blog Talk Radio. shall prosper. In Jesus' name, we command sickness to go. In the name of Jesus, we command sickness to go in Jesus' name. And I apologize that I didn't have on Blog Talk Radio's microphone, but this morning we're speaking healing in the name of Jesus. We're speaking healing in the name of Jesus. We're speaking healing in the name of Jesus. We're broadcasting on speakers simultaneously, and this is why I didn't realize I didn't have the microphone on Blog Talk Radio. However, this morning we are speaking healing in the name of Jesus, and I just felt that in my spirit that the Spirit of God resides in us, and if sickness is not from God, then sickness should not reside in the same body where the Spirit of God resides. So sickness, we just command you to leave today in Jesus' name. I don't know, that was just something that I felt in my spirit, but we just thank God for healing. We thank God for miracles. We thank God for everything that he's doing because he's God. You know what? God knows the appointed time for everything in our lives. He knows the appointed time for everything in our lives, whatever it is, healing, deliverances, whatever it is, God knows the appointed time for our healing, glory to God. And so we want God to be God today. We don't want to tell God what to do, but we surely want to ask him to allow the healing to manifest in us in the name of Jesus, even emotional healing, even mental healing, even physical healing, you know, whatever kind of healing it is, financial healing, restoration in marriages, restoration in relationships with mothers and their children and fathers and their children. Some parents, some kids are looking for their birth mothers even right now, and we're asking God to heal them so that they can find their birth mother and get a relationship with their mother, and so their pain can heal. This is happening around the world, that people have been put up for adoption or have been a victim of their parents separating for whatever the case, and they're carrying emotional scars. They're carrying emotional baggage with them even through their adulthood, and we pray for them this morning that the true and living God will deliver them from their hurt and their pain and their misunderstanding, because they just don't know. They don't understand. But we pray God's speed for them today. We pray God's healing for them today. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And Father, I just thank you this morning. I pray, Father, for my husband this morning. And usually, Lord, we're not even praying for ourselves. But Father, this morning, I just come to you in Jesus' name, asking you first to forgive us for our sins and our shortcomings in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But Father, just lift up my husband to you this morning. And Father, you know the pain that he's going through in his body. Father, you know, Lord God, that from his neck and his back and his arms and his legs, Lord God, and even those little cute toes, Lord God, I pray for him this morning that you will heal him, Father, in Jesus' name. Father, give him the equipment that he needs, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord God, that wheelchair, the one that he's in, is no good for him, but please move on the doctors to move expeditiously so that he can get his wheelchair, Father, in the name of Jesus, the proper wheelchair in Jesus' name. And God, I just say thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Lord God, you know what he needs. You know what to do, Father. And we ask you to open up every single door that he needs, Lord God, to get that wheelchair expeditiously, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and to be the right one, Lord God, and he be able to use it for years to come, Lord God, until he walks in his healing, oh God, in Jesus' name. Father, I just say thank you, Lord God, for the word spoken over us last night, oh God, and we thank you for that word, oh God, and we will walk in that word in Jesus' name. Father, I just praise you and bless you tonight. Father, I give you glory and honor tonight. God, I give you praise today, hallelujah, in Jesus' name, oh God. Hallelujah, glory to God, we bless your name. Father, today is Friday, hallelujah, the 25th of October, and we ask you to lead us by your Holy Spirit today. Lead us, guide us, tell us what to do, tell us where to go. Help us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father, as we walk with you today, Lord God, as we commune with you today, as we meditate in your word today, we ask for your help. We ask for your healing. We ask for your direction. We ask for your strength in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, oh God. Father, we lift up Daniel today to you, Lord. His father's funeral is today, God, and he's having a hard time with this thing, Lord. But, Father, I just pray for Daniel that you would strengthen him, Lord God, and his family as they go to funeralize their family member today, Lord, in Jesus' name. Father, I ask that even you would use this opportunity, Lord God, as they funeralize the grandfather, the father, the husband, the uncle, Lord God, the brother. Lord, we ask that, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will use this opportunity, Heavenly Father, to call somebody to be saved, oh God. Let them understand, oh, that everybody is going to go the way of the casket, oh God. Everybody's going to go the way of death, oh God, whether it's through cremation or burial, Lord God. They're going the way of death, oh God. And Father, pray that their souls be saved, their souls be ready to meet you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Let not this situation be, Lord God, in vain, but let people understand this assurance that grandfather's laying in that casket, the very next one could be them. And if it's not, Lord God, their day is coming if Jesus doesn't return again, hallelujah, before them. But Father, we pray for souls today. Father, we pray for the gay community, oh God. Father, we pray, Lord God, that in the name of Jesus, that there are some sincere people in the gay community. They're very sincere. Some people really do believe that they love you with their whole heart, Lord God, and I'm not saying they don't. But God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you will take the blinders off their eyes so that they too can be saved. I pray, take the blinders off their eyes so they can come out of abomination, oh God, which your word has said is abomination. I pray this morning not just for the gay community. I pray for those that are stuck in adultery, those that are stuck, Lord God, in fornication, those that are stuck in drunkenness, those that are stuck in reveling and all kind of situations concerning the works of the flesh, Lord God. Father, we just pray, Lord God, those that are stuck in heresies, Lord God, those, Lord God, that are stuck, Lord God, in everything, hallelujah, that pertains to the works of the flesh, hallelujah. I pray, oh God, in Jesus' name, that our eyes, I say I because we are all of one, that we stand, hallelujah, together, Lord God, in wholeness, in Jesus' name, that we will walk in your righteousness today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, your word tells us, Lord God, to walk in the Spirit so we won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. If we will walk in the Spirit, we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Hallelujah. If we walk in the Spirit, we will not fulfill the lust of our flesh. And we're asking you, oh God, today to help us that we will walk in the Spirit so we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh so we can please you. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord God. And your word tells us to stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Lord, help us this morning that we be not entangled with the yoke of bondage. Help us this day, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, to understand. Hallelujah, glory to God. Help us, oh God, to continue to run this race, oh God, and that nothing should hinder us, Lord God, that we should not obey the truth, Lord God. Anything that would come that would hinder us from obeying the truth, Father, we take authority over it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah, for we understand that anything that comes, oh God, that would hinder us from obeying the truth, that persuasion is not from you, Lord God. That persuasion is not from you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. It is not from you, Lord God. And we rebuke it and take authority over it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. That persuasion is not from you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. But, Father, I will be like Paul, and I will say that I have confidence, Lord God, in every person who is seeking you, Lord God. I have confidence in them through the Lord that they will not be otherwise minded. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. But he that troubleth them shall bear his judgment, whosoever he be. Whoever's troubling these people that they should not obey the truth, whoever's troubling these people that they should walk in another gospel, there's another gospel being preached, oh God. Hallelujah. But we pray, oh God, that your word said that he shall bear his judgment. Whoever is causing these people to walk in another gospel shall bear their judgment. Oh God, in Jesus' name. Father, I plead your blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. We bind ungodly persuasion. We bind ungodly persuasion in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we pray, oh, God, this morning that everybody who is calling on the name of Jesus, everybody who's confessing Jesus with their mouths, oh, God, and believing with their heart that God raised them from the dead, that they will obey the truth, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, God. We will not believe another gospel, Lord God. We will not believe another gospel. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. We will not believe another gospel in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. We will not believe another gospel, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, for your word says, hallelujah. Hallelujah. But I'm afraid that as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, your minds will be led astray from the simplicity and purity of devotion to Christ. For if one comes and preaches another Jesus whom we have not preached, or you receive a different spirit which you have not received, or a different gospel which you have not accepted, you bear this beautifully. For I consider myself not in the least inferior to the most eminent apostles. This was 2 Corinthians, but we're praying this morning, oh God, that we don't be deceived like Eve was deceived by the crafty serpent in the Garden of Eden. We pray that our minds will not be led astray today in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that we will not be led astray from the simplicity and purity of devotion to you, oh God, to you through Jesus Christ, Lord God, hallelujah. And Father, if any preacher comes with another Jesus, we bow to rebuke it in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. If anybody comes with another Jesus whom we have not learned of through this Bible, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. If another spirit, if a different spirit comes, if a different spirit approaches us with a different gospel, a different word, a different Jesus, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus, and we do not receive it in Jesus' name. If somebody comes with a different gospel which we've not accepted, we rebuke it in Jesus' name, and we will not accept a different gospel in the name of Jesus. We bind heresy this morning. We bind lying demons this morning. We bind twisting of the scriptures this morning in Jesus' name. And Father, we ask, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you will open the eyes, hallelujah, of even the young people who are trying to come in, oh God, but are seeing different things and don't know what to believe. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just pray, oh God, that you will just bless those that are coming in, oh God, and let them not turn away from the gospel because of the isms and the divisions and the schisms, oh God, that are going forth, Lord God, in the quote-unquote body of Christ. But, Father, we ask, oh God, that the real body of Christ will stand up. We pray that the real body of Christ will stand up. We pray that the real body of Christ will stand up and come together in unity and pray and seek you like never before, God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. But, Father, we know right now that there is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus to break, hallelujah, every weight and the sin which does evilly beset us, Lord God. There is power in the name of Jesus. And Jesus, we call on your name this morning, oh God. We call on your name, Jesus, this morning. We call on your name, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, what a wonder you are. Jesus, we cry out to you. Jesus, we need you today. Jesus, Jesus, we need you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah. We're calling out to you today. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, hallelujah, we need you today. We need your help. We need you to lead us, guide us along the way. We need your daily bread today. Hallelujah. We need you to feed us until we need no more, oh God, but we know we're always going to need some more. So we say this day, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Give us this day our daily bread. Hallelujah. Adonai, give us this day our daily bread. Hallelujah. Adonai, give us this day our daily bread. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Father, we forgive those who have trespassed against us. We forgive those who have overlooked us, oh God. We forgive those, oh God, who's supposed to pay us and haven't paid us. We forgive. We ask you to help them to forgive us and anything that we've transgressed against them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Going back years, going back months, going back weeks, going back days, oh God. Where the offense is, we ask you to move the offense, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. If someone has already passed away whom we have not yet forgiven, Father, we ask you to help us this day to forgive them in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Father, there's still some, Lord God, that I want to forgive, Lord God. I thought I'd forgiven, Lord God, but Father, I just continuously say with my mouth that they are forgiven in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Alma, yes, Lord. Lord God, I forgive Alma in the name of Jesus, Lord God. You know what she did, God, and I ask you to forgive her, Father, for what she did in the name of Jesus, God, and I release it unto you this day in the name of Jesus. started. I release that to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I will no longer hold on, hallelujah, unto unforgiveness towards her or Alma or anybody else that I know of in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Father, we walk in holiness today. We walk in holiness and righteousness today. Father, your word says, he that is unjust, let him remain unjust. He that is filthy, let him remain filthy. He that is righteous, let him remain righteous. And he that is holy, let him remain holy. In Revelation 22, Father, today we are walking in righteousness, God. Help us as we walk in righteousness today. Help us as we walk and be holy today, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. And if there's anything unclean in us, we ask you to cleanse it out of us, God. In the name of Jesus, if there's anything unrighteous in us, we ask you to clean it out, oh God. In the name of Jesus, if there's anything filthy in us, we ask you to clean it out in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, help us to clean our homes out, oh God. Help us, oh God, not to do those things that are not pleasing to you in our homes, oh God. Hallelujah, God, in Jesus' name, Lord. Hallelujah, we ask you to cleanse us, our physical house, Lord God. We ask you to cleanse our spiritual house. We ask you to cleanse us from head to toe, inside out, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We don't want anything to separate us from you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we say thank you and give you glory and honor in the name of Jesus, oh God. Your word says, ask and you shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. So we ask and seek this morning in the name of Jesus and thanking you for the door being opened unto us today in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray, God, that signs, miracles, and wonders will manifest, Lord God, throughout the body of Christ, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that signs, miracles, and wonders will come forth in Jesus' name, that people will be healed, oh God, from diseases that are there no cures of, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up, hallelujah, the disabled community, God. And we pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that churches will become more accessible for the disabled community, that they might be able to go into the choice of place of worship that they want to go to, in the name of Jesus, and not have to go to a place of worship that happens to have a wheelchair accessibility or an elevator. Father, we pray for the churches, oh God, that they will receive the finances that they need, oh God, so that they might be able to get wheelchair accessibility and accessibility for those that are on canes and on crutches, oh God, in Jesus' name, and having problems with any type of walking, God. These are your people too, Lord, in Jesus' name. And some of these people want to go to church. Some of these people want to be in fellowship with one another. So, Father, we ask for the accessibility to come forth in the name of Jesus, just like they're fixing the streets, oh God. Let them fix the churches too, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, you can do it. You can bring money from the north, the south, the east, and the west to get these projects done, Father. We say thank you for it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We pray for Bishop Holman today. We pray for the little boy with the stage 4 cancer, Austin. Father, we pray for both of their healings in Jesus' name. We pray for Mother Michelle's healing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, and we just say thank you for healing in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We pray for Gerald's mother healing in her body and her legs and her knees, oh God, and her feet. Father, in Jesus' name, we pray for his sister, Rhonda, oh God, for healing, oh God. Hallelujah, from MS. We pray for Shirley this morning for healing in her arms, oh God, and her knees, Father. In Jesus' name, Father, we pray for Peach this morning that you will heal her body or whatever it is, oh God, in Jesus' name. Father, we pray for Tiffany this morning that you will open the door and make a way out of no way for her to receive a job. Oh, Father God, in Jesus' name, Father, she needs a job, Lord God, so she can be and do the things that she needs to do in the name of Jesus, Father, and I thank you. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Father, we give you glory and honor today and ask you to hear these prayers, and not only hear these prayers, but answer these prayers, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we say thank you, amen, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. And Father, your word says in Proverbs 13, a wise son heeds his father's instruction, but a scoffer does not listen to rebuke. A man shall eat well by the fruit of his mouth, but the soul of the unfaithful feeds on violence. He who guards his mouth preserves his life, but he who opens wide his lips shall have destruction. The soul of a lazy man desires and has nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made rich. A righteous man hates lying, loathsome, and comes to shame. Righteousness guards him whose way is blameless, but wickedness overthrows the sinner. There is one who makes himself rich, yet has nothing, and one who makes himself poor, yet has great riches. The ransom of a man's life is his riches, but the poor does not hear rebuke. The light of the righteous rejoices, but the lamp of the wicked will be put out. But by pride comes nothing but strife, but with the well-advised is wisdom. Wealth gained by dishonesty will be diminished. By labor will increase. Hope deferred makes the heart sick. But when the desire comes, it is a tree of life. He who despises the word will be destroyed, but he who fears the commandment will be rewarded. The law of the wise is a fountain of life to turn one away from the snares of death. Good understanding gains favor, but the way of the unfaithful is hard. Every prudent man acts with knowledge, but a fool lays open his folly. A wicked messenger falls into trouble, but a faithful ambassador brings health. Poverty and shame will come to him who disdains correction, but he who regards a rebuke will be honored. A desire accomplished is sweet to the soul, but it is an abomination to fools to depart from evil. He who walks with wise men will be wise, but the companion of fools will be destroyed. Evil pursues sinners, but to the righteous good shall be repaid. A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children, but the wealth of the sinner is stored up for the righteous. Much food is in the fallow ground of the poor, and for lack of justice there is waste. He who spares the rod hates his son, but he who loves him disciplines him promptly. The righteous eats to the satisfying of his soul, but the stomach of the wicked shall be in want. This is Proverbs chapter 13. We read it the whole chapter, and we ask that you will go back and meditate on this word on today, and whatever else the Lord gives you to meditate on, that you will meditate on it today. Psalm 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he will deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover me with his feathers, and under his wings shall I trust. His truth shall be my shield and buckler. I shall not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at my side and 10,000 at my right hand, but it shall not come nigh me. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet, because he hath set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for your promises and your word, oh God. Thank you. Hallelujah, God, that when you says, I will and I shall, you will and you shall. Thank you that your word is truth, that you are true, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, and we receive this word unto ourselves today in the name of Jesus. We thank you, hallelujah, for your word that says, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. We thank you for your word today, God. Uphold us today with your right hand, oh God. Help us today. Strengthen us today, Lord God, for you are our God. Hallelujah. We say thank you. We give you glory and honor this day. In the mighty, matchless name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Have a blessed day. God bless you. Area code 215-801. I thank God for you. Have a wonderful, wonderful, blessed day. Amen.